Come listen and hear me tell the end of a tale so true. The lass that made her belly swell with merry and thankee too. With many heart sobs and throes and sorrow enough, I wot, she had wept tears the whole town knows would fill a whole chamber pot. For pleasure with pain she pays her belly in shame to hide. So hard all day she laced her stays as pinched both her back and side. Oh, were not my belly full, a husband I'd have tonight. There's George the tapster at the Bull, I'm sure I'm his whole delight. This day on his knees he swore he loved me above his life. Were not my pipkin cracked before, I vow I would be his wife. Her mother that heard her spoke, oh, take him at his word, said she. A husband, child's the only cloak to cover a great belly. Her mother, she showed the way, and straight without more ado, she took him to the church next day, and married and thanked him too. But oh, when he came to bed, the saddest news now to tell ye. On a soft place his hand he laid, and found she'd a rising belly. At which he began to roar, your fancy it has been itching. By the meat in your pot I find you whore, you've had a cook in your kitchen. Oh, fie, my dear love, said she, what puts you into this dump? For what though round my belly be, it is only fat and plump. Good flesh it is all ye chid, besides the plain truth to tell. I've eat it so much the sack posset has made my poor belly swell. Nay, then I've wronged thee, he cries, I beg thy sweet pardon for't. I'll get thee a boy before we rise. And so he fell to the sport. No, the boy it was got before. The midwife soon wished him joy. But oh, if full 5 months were o'er, she brought him a lusty boy. My wife brought to bed, says George, I hope she has but miscarried. A boy, says he, how can that be, when we are but 5 months married? 5 months has this man lost his wits, cries midwife, what does the fool say? 5 months by a day and 5 months by night, she has gone her full time to a day. The child's all your own, by my truth. The pretty eyes do but see. Had it been spit out of your mouth, more like you it could not be. Nay, then, my kind gossips all, says George, let us marry. Send for a groaning cake. The gossips, they laughed and smiled, and mirthed.